Blog Talk Radio.
To Holly, your personal astrologer, and we're going to talk about what is going on this week. Unfortunately, I am an hour and a half late for my regular show, and I had a client that had an emergency and needed a reading done. I couldn't even cancel the last one, but here I am. I'm here for you guys, and we're going to talk about what's going on with this interruptive Mercury retrograde, which is my excuse for why we haven't connected at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is supposed to be my regular time to connect. And it was led by a full moon, which happened last week. And so all of this energy will come to a conclusion on the 18th of December. That's right. And so what do you need to do now? Because there is some significant important things that you need to do right now, and that has to do with your train of thought, your thinking, you know. And because it's in Sagittarius and Gemini, it's about communicating what your philosophy is, what your belief system is. If you find that a lot lately, you find yourself going, they just don't understand. They don't seem to understand me. I can't get my point across. Or even as going far as going, why are they so stupid? Why is everybody so stupid? Right? And that has to do with your philosophy. So what you want to do is you want to check in with your belief system. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be, you know, an astrophysicist or into quantum physics or be a church-going person. Your beliefs, we all have belief systems and we all have philosophies, and it all has to do with also your value system. And so once you check in with yourself and you find out what your philosophy is, what your belief system is, then you can communicate that. Okay, so instead of arguing with somebody and debating with somebody about what's right and what's wrong, who's got their facts straight, you can start off that conversation by saying, well, I believe, or my philosophy is this. And then you're just asking that person if they too have that same philosophy or that same belief system. And if they don't, that's okay. If they don't, then the two of you can come up with a new system or a new philosophy or belief system. And if you can't, then the conversation's over. Simple as that. Conversation complete. Okay? And then you just move on. And this energy is sticking around between now and December 18th. So you've got all this time. Yeah, 8 days. That's right. You have 8 days to figure this out. How are you going to get your point across? How are you going to get people to understand you? How are you going to understand yourself? All right. I want you to call in for a reading, a free reading. Yay, you. It's your day. It's your moment. This is going to happen for you. And you're going to call in and you're going to get a reading. And I'm going to give you 5 minutes of predictions of what you can do with a certain situation in your life. And so that number is 646-716-9140. And for the next 55 minutes, I'll give you that reading. I'm also going to go through the week, the energy that we have this week and each day, and what signs are affected in that particular day the most. So 646-716-9140. That's 646-716-9140. And I want you to call in. All right. I'm going to open up the chat room. It's not always successful, but we'll take a look and see what happens. And you can also pop in there. So as soon as you call in, I want you to say your birth date is March 2nd, 1966, not 3266, not 3266, okay? Because especially if it's like, you know, let's say it's 2866. I don't know if that 2 is February. I don't know if that 2 is the 2nd of June. Okay, so we want things to go speedy and fast and no dead air. So I want you to call in with March 6, 1966, whatever your birth date is, and your question, one question. Okay, and we'll focus on that particular question. If you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at astroholly.com. That's astroholly.com. And you can also contact me via my email at astroholly@mail.com, not Gmail. All right. And let's just start off right away with the energy of the moon for the week and see if there's any major planets sort of taking a shift and upsetting the apple cart for this week of December 11th, 1919. Listen to me. I'm dating myself. No, of course not. 2017. I just finished doing a reading and we were talking a lot about 2019. So I think that's where that popped up. So for today, the 11th, we have got the moon in Libra. And it just moved into the moon in Libra about 6 or 7 hours ago. Okay, wherever you are, 6 or 7 hours ago, that's when it happened. And what does that mean? We went from over-planning, cleaning our house, putting up our holiday decorations, trying to make sure all the plans are made and everybody's aware and they're on board with these plans. That's what our weekend was like, right? But now we feel like we've accomplished that, hopefully, if Mercury's in retrograde for you and really affecting you deeply, especially if you're a Sag, Pisces, Gemini, or Virgo, then you don't have all the plans wrapped up yet. Nothing's wrapped up in a pretty little bow yet, but it's getting there. It'll get there. So today will be calm and relaxing and chillaxing and peaceful. And you just want everybody to be fair. You want everything to be in balance, and you don't want anybody upset. If you're an Aries, or Leo, or Sag, you are going to be frustrated that people are just taking things way too damn slow, and nobody seems to understand the urgency, and they can't pick up the pace, and you'll find that frustrating for you. If you're a water signs such as Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, it'll be the same thing. You'll be pretty chillaxed, but you'll find that other people are trying to rush you and get things done, and it's emotionally upsetting you, right? So this energy is going to be around, and it's about fairness too. So if you feel like you're not getting a fair shake around these holidays, you're going to find that you're replanning how you're going to do it next time around because it's just not happening the way that you would like it to happen. And that energy sticks around until Thursday morning. So when Thursday morning comes, then we get into Scorpio. This is when everybody is like a psychoanalyzing other people and you think you got them figured out. So with this Mercury retrograde, my suggestion for all of you is to make sure everybody's invited to the party, even though you know they won't come. Make sure that everybody knows what's going on, even though you think they got their act together, because there's resentment, there's anger, there's bitterness, and we don't want that before the holidays. Not that everybody's celebrating Christmas, I understand that. Some of you are celebrating holidays for Hanukkah soon, and Ramadan, I think that's in, I don't know when Ramadan is. Maybe you can call in and tell me. Call in at 646-716-9140. So whatever your Chinese holiday, whatever your holiday is, you don't want to create any resentment or anger. So by Thursday, Friday, and part of Saturday of the week of December 11th, you want to make sure that everybody's got the invite, that everybody knows what's going on. If you find yourself being hurt or upset during that time, check in with yourself and ask, what's the end results? What do I really want from this? But it's easy, especially for the Scorpios and the Tauruses, to retaliate, become resentful. The Aries, the Leos, very much Leos, because there's a power struggle going on here. There's a power of the wills and who will be stronger, right? And then when we go into the weekend, and that's the weekend of the later of the day of the Saturday 16th and all of Sunday the 17th and most of Monday the 18th of December, we've got the moon in Sagittarius. So if any of you hate shopping and you hate crowds, you better get it all done before then, because I'm not just talking about, this is major mayhem. This is, people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They're very angry. They're very, they're not looking where they're going. They're very frustrated. This is all Sagittarian energy. And if you are a Gemini or a Libra or Capricorn or a Pisces or a Virgo, you're going to want to, yeah, get your shopping done. It's funny, I'm a Virgo. I got that all figured out. I'm doing a lot of stuff on Amazon because it's just, I don't like crowds. I hate them. They drive me nuts. I go to Walmart in the middle of the day just to pick up a salad, and I'm waiting in line forever. I can't tell you how many times this week I've walked out without my purchase because of that. So that's a Sagittarian energy that we're going to have. The energy of the Mars just shifted yesterday from Libra to Scorpio. Okay, so there is a sense of calmness and serene, especially for all of you water signs and you earth signs. If you're an air sign or a fire sign, resentment around the holidays, resentment of how you've been treated in the past, people challenging whether, you know, why are you planning this and why are you planning that, because this person doesn't care, that person doesn't care, is really bothering you a lot. And you're gonna do it regardless, right? You are. You're going to do it regardless just for the spite. And that has to do with your philosophy, right? We're going back to Mercury. And that has to do with your belief system. And if you're doing it because that's just the way you do things, then you go, girl. You go, guy. Because that's the way it should be. Right? But make sure that you have your philosophy straight and you got your story straight. We're going to talk about dreams if I have time, if we don't get any readings. And it doesn't look like my chat room is going to open up. So we're going to talk about dreams, and I'm going to talk about nightmares with you. Because right now, nightmares are very strong. They're going to start beginning this week for people who are prone to them. And it's going to be very forward-thinking nightmares, which means it'll seem like they're predictive, you know, that they're predicting something. But in reality, you might wake up going, oh my God, is this going to happen? But it's not. And I'm going to talk to you about how powerful nightmares are and how important they are for us to have. Very important. They're healing and they can create some closure in our lives if we work with them. That's the important thing, right? Is working with our nightmares and how you can find answers while you sleep. Yeah, you can. You can find answers while you sleep. And all you have to do is ask. There's a special secret of what you need to do before you sleep on a regular basis. You hear me ruffling around here. It's because I got my notes. And I'm making sure that I'm going to talk to you guys about everything. You know, making sure I get all that information for you guys. Because I want this to be a happy holiday for you guys. I really do. I want it to be a great holiday. I want you to be happy and make the most of it. Because 2018 is going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing year. Yep. And we want to wrap this up. Because we're ending it with a Mercury retrograde, we want to wrap up this year. In a nice little bow, right? And that way, you guys can have a head start on what's going on in the new year for you. Just making sure my mic is on. Speaker mic. And because of 2018, which I'm going to give you a rundown of what's going on with 2018 next Monday on the 18th, and it's the new moon, do a new moon activation too. That's going to give you catalyze into your future of 2018. And I'll go down every single sign and what's going to happen with you by sign in 2018. I recommend that you call in for a reading. And that's at 646-716-9140. 646-716-9140. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about dreams. If you're just coming in now, you want to listen to the recording because I talked about the energy around this week and how Mars just moved into Scorpio. What does that mean? What do you want to focus on when Mars is in Scorpio? It's a very powerful energy. Scorpio is Mars' second home. It's ruled by Aries. And you're going to find that this time can be quite challenging. And you might find that everyone is throwing themselves into what they decide to do with this concentrated energy and willpower. So there's some selfish energy going on right now. But what can you do? What you can do is you can take a look inward, and if things aren't happening as fast as you would like them to, as comfortable as you would like them to, then you want to turn inward, sort of do a psychological analysis on yourself and let it get uncomfortable. Let yourself get angry. Let yourself get frustrated. There's high sexual energy as well. And let it get intense and then face it. It's like facing the fear. Face your demons. Face your monsters. What's holding you back? Okay? And look at your history. How have you survived? And then, what action are you going to take in the future to have ultimate control over your situation? This is what Mars in Scorpio, it's in the stars right now. And it's going to be there for a while. Okay, that energy is going to be there for about a month. And if you're a Leo or a Taurus, it's going to be, if you're an Aquarius, Capricorn, it's going to be uncomfortable. Not so much Aquarius. Yeah, Aquarius. It's going to be uncomfortable. If you're a water sign, such as a Cancer, a Scorpio, a Pisces, this is comfortable for you. This is a vulnerable time for you. You're okay being vulnerable. You're okay being intuitive and being in touch. But for you air signs and you fire signs, you don't usually get in touch with your heart and your gut feeling. You're in your brain, you're very logical, you're very rational, which is an awesome talent to have. But now you want to get in touch with your feelings. Like, what is it that you're really upset about? What is it that you really want? Because ultimately, this should be a strengthening time for the next month. Is it time that there's challenges? Yeah, but it's through self-discovery of what is potent inside of you. What are the resources that you have? And when December 18th comes and we're going to meditate on the full moon, then you can focus this energy that you've discovered right now and use it for 2018. Right? Use that energy for 2018. And we've got about 35 minutes left. And I'm also going to let you know what the planets are going, what's the next planet that's going to be shifting. And that is, where's my pop-up log? There we go. All right. So we've got Venus in Capricorn coming up, and that is in and around, when is that shift? Venus and Capricorn on the 26th of December, fa la 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 la, right? And then the solstice is on the 22nd of December, and then direct goes Mercury, and then Venus is in Capricorn. So if you're an earth or water sign, if you're going through a lot of chaos and frustration right now, and what are earth signs? Earth is Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, and water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Very frustrating time right now, but it gets smoother. Within a couple of weeks, everything starts to run smooth for you. Very fluid. You have a calmness around you. You get some control over what's going on. And Cancer signs, you might find that you're going to have to address a situation with a loved one, and you're going to have to put your foot down. Otherwise, you're going to feel like you're under control. You're under somebody else's thumb. Somebody else is trying to overpower you. All right? And we don't want to have that. But we also don't want a big, giant power struggle blowout. So we want some balance here. So Cancer, what you can do, and Capricorn, you can make it easier on just understanding the emotions, around this. Is this a parental? Does this stem from childhood? Or somebody triggering some childhood wounds? All right. But as soon as Venus moves to Capricorn, I'll talk about it more in the new year. The energy shifts from frantic, I got to get this done now, to let's make a plan. Let's make a plan, a concise, clear plan. Some of you are great at planning. Others will be planned for. So you may struggle with, you're not the boss of me, especially Cancer people and anybody who's an air or a fire sign at the end of the month. People, when I do my readings, is write down, listen to this recording again. I'm serious. Listen to this recording again and write down the dates that I've mentioned. When the moon is here, when the moon is there, and write down what I've said. You know, when Venus is moving and now that Mars is moving, right? Mars will be in Scorpio for the next until the 27th of January. Okay, and then we've got Saturn. Saturn just shifted into Scorpio as well, too. And that was, not Scorpio, Capricorn. That's the 21st of December. So in the new year, it will be just shifting. And for, especially for you earth signs, your fire sign, earth signs and water signs, you could, except for Cancer, you guys are the ones that are going to get the job done. You're going to become a commander in your field. People are going to look up to you, and you don't have a problem with a little bit of elbow grease, a little bit of hard work. But the rest of you, Cancer, you're going to struggle with, you're not the boss of me. And there's a balance that can be made here. You can be the boss of yourself. You can take the reins and you can be recognized for your skills. Okay. But the best way to really know what's going on for you is to get a chart done. How is Saturn affecting you for the next 3 years? Saturn will be in Capricorn for 3 years, and it is going through all of our charts. Some it's impacting more than others. Some of us, it's slowly going through a house. Is it going through your house of marriage? Is it going through your house of work? Is it going through your house of health? Okay. Saturn takes 28 to 29 years to come to full circle. Everybody can remember their age between the age of 28 and 30, what happened, because that's what's called our Saturn return, and we all go through something very significant. Marriages end, new marriages begin. We have our first child. We quit a job. We start a job. It's a time when we take a look at ourselves and go, we're all grown up now. What did I want to be when I grow up? Because this is it. This is a time, right? So Saturn has just shifted into Capricorn. If you're a Capricorn, if you're a Cancer, if you're and if you're a fire sign or an air sign, this is going to be a huge, difficult learning curve for you. But how can we make it smoother, easier, better, faster lessons, right? Let's learn our difficult lessons fast so we can get that diploma in life, right? If you're a earth sign, such as Virgo, yay me, I'm Virgo, did you guess? And you're Capricorn yourself, or you're Taurus, this is a very formative, successful, hardworking, you get more responsibility, but you have more control for the next 2 to 3 years. Now, it really depends on where, like, for instance, my whole stellium of Virgo is at 8, 9, and 11. So this is going to affect me starting around April and probably until the rest of this year. Okay, so I'm not going to be affected for exactly 3 years, and neither of you. So where is that? I mean, you can call in. You can call in at 646-716-9140. And I can tell you how Saturn's going to affect your chart. Or has it? Are you a Scorpio? Are you a Sagittarius? Have you had a difficult past 3 years because Saturn was in Sag? Have you had a great 3 years because your sun is in Leo? Or you a Gemini? Are you a Virgo? Are you Pisces? In the last several years have been very difficult. I can tell you that. If you call in to the Holly Show, the Holly Astro Holly Show, and we can talk about what has been happening with you astrologically. I can predict career changes, relationship changes, and you can find out, and you can see a lot of my work at astroholly.com. That's right, astroholly.com. And you can email me at astroholly@mail.com. Now, I do try to do my show every Monday at 1 o'clock. I do my show randomly throughout the week, whenever I have time, busy doing workshops and readings. And I believe if you follow me, on Blog Talk Radio, you can get the updates when I just pop on randomly. And if you've got modern technology, so modern, isn't it? No. Cell phone, then you get notifications, right? Oh, I had a caller pop in and now they popped out. I believe when you call, you can raise your hand if you have a question. And I see a little question mark and I'll answer you. But I'll answer either way. Just say, howdy doody. How are you doing? And if you're in the chat room, you can give me your birth date and I'll just ramble on what's going on with your chart, right? So let's talk about dreams. And then we're going to do a Mercury retrograde meditation before I'm done here to really help you get through, really help you get through what's been going on and help catapult you for the next 8 days, all right? See if we've got a caller back. We do. Okay, so I'm going to unmute my caller. 707, you're on
Hi,
the air.
Hi, how
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Let me start off by getting your birthday.
5/25. 5/4.
Okay, so January, February, March, April, May. May 5th? 54.
25th.
Okay. That's why I like to hear the words and not the numbers. So that's what I was telling people on air. So just say for everybody else too, just say September, October, November, whatever the month is. So I've got May 25th. 1954.
Yes.
Good. So what question can I help you with?
Just a sneak preview of 2018. Since 2017
is
just gone.
We don't need to talk about the past. I am going to slightly bring out the past, though, because around July 2016, if you can remember back what happened at that time, you don't have to remember right now. You might remember after this call. But there was a really nice change in your life, and it helped you emotionally. It helped you work through your inner feelings. It might have even been a relationship, but I'm seeing more of a relationship with women. So whether that's with a mother, a loved one, or a child, or even just friends, or getting in with groups of an experience, self-expression around your emotional needs being met. And this cycle ends in March 2018. So in March 2018, there's a woman that comes into your life that stimulates you and is very strong influence in your life. And because what's happened, and then this goes on until September 2018, because what's happened in the past, since actually it's happening right about now, there's a lesson for you in learning. This is how Saturn's affecting you. So this is what I was bringing up with Saturn. It has to do with your relationships. It has to do with your needs and your wants being met, and they haven't been met. Your emotional everyday needs are not being met, and you're about to just end that problem. So whether you pull up your bootstraps and you decide to work on it, or you end this a particular relationship in general. And sometimes that can be a relationship with, I didn't get your time of birth, which I won't do on air because that takes more calculation. But it's sort of, you're having a power struggle. It can be with a loved one. It can be at work. Does any of this make sense?
No, not so far.
Okay. So this power struggle part that I'm talking about doesn't take place until the end of this month. Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you looking to get into a relationship and figuring out how you're going to do it much different than you've done it in the past? Okay. So that's the lesson that you're going from. The way that you were, that you chose to be in relationships in the past, always ended up in a power struggle. Either you were controlling in the relationship, or you felt like you were being controlled in the relationship. There was always that, there was not a good, strong balance. You would distance yourself, and then the relationship would end. So this year, so then I see a relationship for you in September 2018. I also see a relationship for you in March 2018. The one in March most likely won't last, but it's a very significant relationship. It doesn't end terribly, but it's your last part of your lesson to learn, what can I do differently to attract a different type of relationship? But it also has to do with, it can do with career. If you're not happy in your career because you're not happy with what you're doing, you're not being personally satisfied, then that's going to shift as well too. So what's going on with your career?
Nothing. The last time
Are
I
you
spoke
happy?
With you, you said, oh, yeah. The last time I spoke with you, you said someone would probably call in the middle of December. And if I didn't take that position, then I'd have to wait all the way to August.
Okay, well, let me look back in the middle of December. I was focusing on 2018. Yeah, so that's around December. That's soon. That's around December 13th to December 15th. But it can also happen up until December 30th. So that's where you get an opportunity for growth and expansion. And it also can be in personal relationships. Okay, so it's a period of getting to know somebody, and most likely you're not going to feel connected to them right away. And then that next cycle is August and September of meeting a loved one. And basically in relationships, you felt smothered in the past. And you didn't feel like you had any control, or you weren't able to, express yourself emotionally. And I see this person as starting out as a friend first, and which is really important to you. Friends are lover, being a friend first is important to you. You're not one to just jump in all the way right away. And so this person you meet in, you have the opportunity this month, and through this opportunity you meet that person in March. Is there something that could be happening through work?
I'm not working right now.
Okay. Are you looking, actively looking for work?
I was at one point. So I'm just kind of waiting because what I want is very specific. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That might not happen until September as well, too. So there is going to be you will have to look September, March. Okay, March and then September. So you will, if you need a job before March 2018, you'll be doing a work that you're not happy doing just to bring home the bacon, so to speak, because you're looking at March. And there might be, again, that's in March, that's a woman that comes in that really helps you out as well. But there is a window of opportunity between the 13th and the 30th of December, especially if it's a woman involved. You're going to want to take that opportunity. And it's something, it's very unexpected because it's Uranus, so it's very hard for me to predict. But it can be something as simple as a last-minute invitation to a party. If you're not in the mood, just go anyways because it's somebody that you meet there. Or last-minute invitation to, you know, I don't know, babysit somebody, you know, like it's just, it's a last minute,
mm-hmm.
it's through a woman, and that's where you're, that's where it begins the journey.
Begins the journey with what? Work or relationship?
Both, because your relationship and your work are tied up together.
Oh. So in other words, yeah. She would be the lead to get the job, and then from there,
right,
the relationship.
Then there's a relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so this person calling would be a female talking about a job?
No, it's not necessarily that. And that's why I don't like to. It's not as specific as that. It might be you go to a party and you meet this girl and you start talking and you start talking. And then the next thing you know, she's like, hey, you know, I'm going to this workshop in January. You want to go? And you go there. And then you meet somebody else. And it just starts the journey. It's not like you go to a party and they go, we got a job for you. Show up on January 13th.
Right?
Yeah, it's the beginning of it. Because you say that you want a specific type of job, but there's a few things that have to be done before you can get that specific job. One of them is connections, and another one is, I don't know if you have to go back to a workshop, but I see you have to work a little harder to get that specific job that you want. So it can be that you need to do a workshop, need to put yourself out there, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. And
awesome.
So there's a possibility then of a relationship coming in, but it won't be until around now in March.
It'll be March is a significant date, and August, September is another significant date. So it really depends on how you speed up your own progress by putting yourself out there career-wise. So with this Mercury retrograde and some Capricorn energy coming in for the new year, which is really in your favor, it's in your favor for taking action work-wise, but it's not in your favor for roadblocks constantly having you redesign yourself. What do you really want? Like, you think you know what you really want now, but between now and March, you're going to change. You're going to transform what you really love to do, right?
Okay.
And so do you really want control to be more in a management position, to be more self-employed so that you can make a certain amount of money? Or do you really want to be in a position where you're constantly on the move, everything's changeable, and you're comfortable? Those are three, have nothing to do with whether you want to be, you know, a window cleaner or a movie star, right? It's not to do with the title. It has to do with your personal needs being met.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're a very diverse person, so it's difficult to pin that down because you've got so many talents. So the one thing you have to do is you have to work for yourself, or you have to be in a management position where people aren't telling you what to do all the time. That's a must.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Working for other people is frustrating for you. That's the end of it there, because you're very good at what you do. So.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind working for people as long as it's a team environment.
Yeah. And everybody does their job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's coming just in the next week and a bit with the new moon coming up. Just define what your needs are. Almost write a new resume. Like if you were to sell yourself to somebody, you know, mm-hmm. what are you good at? And okay. that nobody has to see it. Nobody has to see it because there's a shy part of you that's very humble. So nobody mm-hmm. has to see it. This is an exercise for yourself.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thanks,
very much.
It was nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank
you. We're going to take our next caller. That's area code 480. Hi, how are you? You're on the Astrology Holly Show today. How
Hello.
Can I answer your questions? What is your birth date?
It's September 27, 64.
Okay, what question can I answer?
So I think it's that I'm moving from one location to another, from one state to another, mm-hmm. and also changing jobs, and I'm doing it all at once. I'm living in a state that I've been in for 4 years. And I think I stayed a year or so too long, and I'm just ready to go. So I'm wondering, and I'm leaving staying within the same industry, but moving to a different company, hopefully, all at the same time.
Yeah, so this is taking place in the middle of January 2018. That's when I see it all sort of finalizing. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you. It's like you're going home. Wherever you're going, when you get there, you're going to have this warm feeling. You're going to meet people. Are you in a relationship?
No, and I'm not actively looking right now. I need to be ready for it. I'm not quite ready for it.
Yeah, no problem. There is a significance in the relationships that you begin to make starting January 2018. And this is a cycle that goes to September 2018. So there's a significance around June 2018 and a significance around September 2018. And it doesn't mean that after that it all disappears. It just means this is the window of opportunity that you have in that time, January to September 2018. And this is when there's significant relationships that come into play. So if you're not ready for a relationship, then there's June, then there's September that you'll meet somebody because you're gaining wisdom. You're gaining more maturity by this experience that you're in with the new job. And I see more money.
Hopefully. Yeah. It's all very unsettled right at the moment. And I know I'm just going to have to make a move at the last minute. And I'm waiting for the okay on the job. I have a couple up in the air, and I can stay with my company and move it with me, but I don't think I want to do that. I think I want something new, so it's up in the air, and I know with Mercury retrograde, but I still feel like I'm going back to some things I should have been doing two, three years ago. So that's how I justify making a move right now.
Do you know what time you were born?
Yeah, 8:37 p.m.
I'm just going to look that up because what I want to look at is your house of career, and it's called Midhaven, and that'll give me, if anything is crossing through your house of career, it'll give me an exact date. Right now I'm seeing the middle of January. And you're going to be in a position of power. So what that usually means doesn't mean you're like the ultimate, most powerful thing. It just means that people are going to look to you for the knowledge or the advice or the work, like as if you're in a management type of position. It's not going to be easy because the workload is heavier than what you're used to. But it's manageable.
Yeah, and I've not been, I don't feel justified. I don't feel respected at the moment by the company that I'm working for. I feel disregarded. I didn't get a raise that I think I should have got. I don't think I'm being paid what I should have been paid. And I'm being quiet about it, but maybe they could turn around and say, okay, instead of leaving here, we'll give you this, but I think maybe it's time to leave that company anyway. So
if you're looking for any kind of compensation or any kind of security or anything from that company, you're not going to get it. I'm going to tell you that, like, right off the hop. You're going to fight for it, though, and it's going to be a struggle. And if you do get anything out of it, we're not looking until November 2018. And the only reason
that
you give up now, the only reason you'd be fighting for it is because there's other people doing the same thing. Other than that, you know, if you're gonna get anything from them, it won't be till the end of the fall. In the meantime, the new job you have, although there's a future, which is great, that's what you like because you see a future there and you see that you could be in a position of leadership. That's another, you know, that you're looking at about 10 months of struggling there. And mostly it's just to prove yourself. But you see a future, so you see a light at the end of the tunnel. So you don't mind. You don't mind that. You're pretty good with change, but there's a side of you that can be stubborn as well, too.
Yeah.
But it's okay because you have self-dignity. You believe that you have a worthiness. You've bided your time. You've gone through all the hoops that everybody's asked you to go through, and now it's time for you to be respected for who you are and what you do. And you're not used to demanding that of others. You do it in a way of overperforming, but you still don't get any more recognition than if you just did what you were supposed to do. You know what I mean? So you're like, why did I do more than I had to when nobody recognized me for it anyways? So I want you to be careful that throughout the next year, when you are expected to overperform, to work a little harder, because that's the position that you will get recognition for. It. It'll be the fall. It'll be November. But you will get recognition for it. You will gradually make more money and you will gradually climb up the ladder. But it'll be easy for you to fall back on, oh, here I go again. This is what happened with the last company, right? But remember my words, that it's not the same as the last company.
Good. Yeah, and then moving to another state, does that seem right? And I am going back to a state that I've lived in before, but it's not my home state.
Yeah, if that's happening, I see it in I mean, Uranus isn't involved, which is what I usually look at. So let me just take a quick look here. Uranus is Aries 24. And, yeah, I see it happening in the middle of January. The middle of January. You're going to know what's going on in the middle of January. There are a lot of setbacks for the next 10 months. So it's like two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward. But it will be a slow, slow, slow climb. But right now I'm seeing the middle of January.
Okay. Yeah, that's about what I'm thinking of, too. Okay, well, that makes sense.
Okay, well, keep me posted. Follow me so that you can find out when I randomly pop on and do a show.
Yeah, I happened to turn on right when you came on, so I was
perfect.
Glad. So.
Thank you. Okay, it was nice speaking with you. Talk again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there we go. I've only got about 5 minutes left at the show, so I'm going to quickly talk about dreams and nightmares, okay, and why, what nightmares are and why they're important to have. Every time we're going through a huge transition in life and we're trying to end a situation that's quite uncomfortable, but we're finding the strength and the courage to be able to do that, we will have a nightmare. Whenever we're going through a transition and we got anxiety around it and we've maybe got some fear, we will have a nightmare. So it really just, if you remember your dreams, and it really just is a significant to understand that your psyche, your mind, your subconscious knows that this change is happening. So if there's a significant situation like the caller I just had where they're not happy with their job, they don't feel like they're getting recognition, throughout that time, you could have dreams of somebody killing you, somebody destroying you, somebody chasing you, somebody harming you or hurting you, or being in a, you know, in a room in a house and you can't get out or you can't get in, or even drowning because we're drowning in our feelings and our thoughts around this. All these things show that you're being held down, harnessed, held back. You're part of your, so part of your personality, your psyche feels like it's being destroyed, or your future, or your ideal of what you want in life is being destroyed. So we'll have nightmares around that. When we're going through the shift, like she's going through now, and we're changing, then we'll have dreams of maybe killing somebody else, hurting somebody else, running away, because you're actually moving away from it and you're running, or you're destroying that part of your personality that is holding you back, such as not speaking up for myself or allowing myself to be overworked and underpaid, right? And so these are exactly what nightmares does. It just knows that you're going through a shift. Miraculously, well, miraculously, I mean, I've been studying dreams since I was 25 because I had such strong, powerful dreams. And when people call in and give me a dream interpretation, they think I'm psychic because I've studied dreams so much, especially if I know their birth chart when I'm coaching people. I read into the dream so deeply that I, without even knowing you, I could guess what's going on in your life, or even just asking a few questions, then I can unfold the story of what's going on in your life. We take those nightmares and make them into wonderful, beautiful dreams, right? When we dream about water, it's always about emotions. The deeper the water, the deeper the emotions, more disturbed the water, like waves or a storm, the more disturbed the emotions are that we're trying to handle and deal with. Accidents are sometimes meaning that we're being careless or we're not feeling like we're not in control. Falling dreams, the same thing, that you're falling to a despair, that you're worried this is going to get worse and you're going to get closer and closer to the ending of something, and there's fear around that, again, out of control. So there's a lot of different dream. So you can get a hold of me at astroholly.com or astroholly@mail.com. I have what's called $50 Fridays. My readings are between $90 and $100. On $50 Fridays, I have a lot of my clients come back to me for regular coaching once a month to help them through times like getting a new job, finding a new lover, moving, getting over all the, like, everything has a psychological, emotional, and consciousness energy around it. And that's really what you're called upon to deal with. It's really what you're called upon to deal with. And that's what I like to focus on. So yes, I can predict the future of events and timing and all the different windows of opportunity that you have. But if you're not working on what's really needed to be redesigned within yourself, then those events can pass you by and they won't happen, right? Because we're still working with our old way of working things through. We're still working with our old patterns that the universe is trying to bring up situations for you to change. So with this, in the next 20 seconds, I'm going to do a new moon, Mercury meditation. I am in control of my thoughts. I am in control of what I think and what I know and what I want. I can redesign and relook at what my plan was. I can change my plan. It is not set in stone. I allow myself to open my mind and clear my thoughts so that the universe can drop in information that I need to find the answers by December 18th, 2017. Namaste. May the stars be with you. May all your dreams come true.